Hello there, and welcome to the Wonder Tooth Podcast with Dr. Saad. This will be our weekly episode. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are having your best year ever. This is Dr. Saad, the founder of Dent Blanche Dental, the best luxury dental spa in the U.S., and she will be your host. Dr. Saad will take you to the secrets and wonders of having an incredible smile, as well as healthy teeth and an overall health. She will give you some tips to make sure our podcast is rocking and rolling. Let's go, baby.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our mini series of Let's Talk About Dental Veneers. Today we are going to discuss part three, which is what are the complications of dental veneers? So we talked before in part one, what is the difference between porcelain veneer and composite veneers, and also we kind of talked a little bit about lumineers, which is like these are the no prep veneers. So what are some of the possible complications? Each one is actually a little bit different from the other one. So, but one common complication is gonna be some teeth sensitivity. Remember when I said, if you have sensitive teeth to begin with, maybe veneers are not for you. Now, let's go back and say, let's say my teeth are discolored, I hate them, I need to do something about it, but my teeth are a little bit sensitive. So there are like different approaches here. Maybe first you should start with some sensitive toothpaste to apply on your teeth for a little bit of time, like a month or two, until your teeth are desensitized. That can be very helpful. So when you go and you can get some treatment done, they will not be as sensitive as they should be. But also remember when I said that proper preparation of your veneers, of your teeth, basically can lead to minimal sensitivity or maximum sensitivity. So why is there is some sensitivity? Of course, we are kind of shaving down the teeth a little bit, just a tiny bit, between 0.1 to 0.3 millimeter. However, if we are, or the dentist, an inexperienced dentist is shaving much more than that, then the veneer, the preparation is gonna be within the dentin, which we don't want that. Remember when I said the preparation of a veneer should always be in the outer surface of the tooth, which is the enamel. Why is that? Because the enamel has more inorganic material and there is like hardly any dentinal tube, there is no sensitivity in there. But if it goes deeper, if it actually gets a little deeper than that, this is when sensitivity starts to happen more and it becomes more pronounced because the dentin has more organic material and more dentinal tubules, the tiny little tubules that come from the nerve. So number one complication that can happen with dental veneers in general is teeth sensitivity. And why is it different between porcelain versus composite versus lumineers? So porcelain, we have to kind of, I wouldn't say shave, but we have to kind of redefine the tooth surface a little bit because we need to create that tiny space where the veneer is going to set. Otherwise, it's going to become as a lumineer, which is the no prep. I have a little bit of big exclamation mark about lumineers, especially if they are put without any margins, which means, so lumineers is basically like a thin, sometimes a little thick, porcelain that they glue on top of your teeth without preparing your teeth. So what happens is, in order for you to have a nice flushed margin, you have to have a tiny little margin, which basically this is where the edge of the veneer is going to sit on your tooth. If there is no margin, that means it's a little bulky, little tiny bulky. Do you guys understand me? So it can be flushed or it can be slightly bulky. If it's a little bulky, this is a very nice room for the bacteria and plaque to sit there. And this is what starts to cause gum inflammation and bleeding and irritation and also sensitivity. With porcelain veneers, we have to kind of make a tiny little kind of indentation in the tooth surface. And this is where the veneer sits on it. And this is where you can see they're flushed. When I go with my very thin probe, it's flushed. And this is what really we want to have. But any preparation in your teeth in general, not just for veneers, even if you're getting a filling or if you're getting a crown, not with a root canal though, but if you're getting a filling or a crown, there is always a possibility to have some sensitivity associated with that, especially if you have sensitive teeth to begin with. So number one is gonna be some teeth sensitivity and how we can approach that. a lot of sensitive toothpaste, I would stay away completely from any whitening teeth product. Why is that? Because they have fillers and they're gonna cause more sensitivity in your teeth to begin with. So sensitive toothpaste, we're gonna apply it. If you have sensitive teeth, we're gonna apply it maybe a month or two even before getting veneers, because you wanna desensitize your teeth, okay? If you have some extreme sensitivity, veneers are not for you guys, okay? So this is number one. Number two, it's the gum irritation. Veneers should be treated as your teeth. It's not, oh, I got veneers, I'm not gonna touch them now, I'm not gonna brush, I'm not, you have to. If you really want them in your mouth for a long time, then you have to. And how do we do that? Soft toothbrush, and you're gonna go 45 degree angle towards the top teeth, very little, very slightly vibrating movement, almost kind of, to just to go a little bit under that little gum area to clean the area. That's one. Two, flossing. Remember when I said when you're flossing, you put the floss in and you pull it through. Why is that? Because you don't want this to kind of engage to anything. It shouldn't really, but just to be extra careful here, put it in, pull it through. And then when you have two teeth, you're gonna wrap it around that tooth, clean and pull it, and then you want to rinse it off because you don't want to put the bacteria or the plaque back into the place. Yeah, then you put it back on this in the same side around the other tooth, clean and pull it. So this is, we talked about brushing with a soft toothbrush, then we are going to use the floss. Also a water pick can be helpful, but don't put it on like really strong, like, oh my god, power wash outside, let me clean my teeth. Don't do it, okay? Do not do it, please. Don't say, oh, Dr. Saad said it. Don't do it. Just a water pick, and you're gonna really clean gently on low. You can do it in the shower. It's just fun. It's, you're giving, you know, your teeth a little spa day, kind of. And you have to give them a spa day every day, obviously. Then also veneer discoloration. So porcelain versus composite versus luminaire. Composite will get discolored no matter what because the material is not dense enough. And the composite veneer is when we basically, it's cheaper. And when the patient says, you know what, I don't have the means, I need to do a little bonding here, I need to kind of make the tooth looks a little bit better. So how do we do it? It's like literally a white filling. And we start to kind of still kind of shape the tooth a tiny little bit just to create that space, and then start to apply the white filling on top of it. The problem is, composite in general starts to stain. And why is that? Because it's a resin. And then it contracts with heat and cold, and that little contraction, it starts to create very thin micro gaps around the tooth. And that's usually what happens also in the fillings, in the white fillings. And, you know, every now and then we say, okay, well, it's time to have that replaced because of that tiny micro gaps. And why is that? Because food and plaque starts to get in there, and then it can cause recurrent decay or discoloration or staining a little bit around. Also, because it's not a very dense material, so it can stain from coffee or tea, regular wine, red wine specifically, any turmeric, any like Indian food, the spices that they in Indian food. So you have to be very diligent about that. One time I had a patient who had white fillings put on the front teeth, a bunch of white filling. I think we did like maybe six teeth. Then the patient went and he got some Indian food, same day. Came back to me, my teeth are yellow, and I'm looking and I'm like, did you by any chance eat some Indian food? And he goes, yeah, how did you know? Well, the teeth are telling me because they call me the tooth fairy. Please, make sure if you really gonna have some white fillings or composite veneers on your front teeth, you have to really take it low with, you know, anything that can stain your teeth, including red wine, including anything, can get coffee, tea, maybe use a straw. It actually helps a lot. But just be aware that something like this can cause staining over a period of time. Now, porcelain veneers, they don't get stained, which is the big, big difference. That's why it's like the treatment of choice, really, porcelain veneers compared to composite veneers, because porcelain does not get discolored, unless if it's chipped or cracked or something is going on. But they don't get stained. Like if you grab your porcelain cup, it doesn't get stained. But of course, you have to maintain things, obviously. Now, a big, one of the biggest complicate, and what's the difference also with lumineers? So lumineers, it's also made of porcelain, hopefully, it's not resin, and it's the same exact thing. But as I said, with lumineers, you are more prone to have gum irritation or gum problems. And I'm going to show you some of the pictures, you know, during this episode as well today. The big complication really of veneers, if the veneer detaches or it fractures. And how does that happen? Remember in my previous episode, I said you have to wear a night guard. Why is that? A night guard is to really protect your teeth because you might be grinding your teeth. There is a big possibility you're grinding your teeth or you are clenching your teeth. So if you're putting a lot of pressure, if you are chipping your own natural teeth, imagine what you're doing now to veneers. You want to protect them. This is a big investment in your mouth, so you really have to wear something to protect your teeth. If you gag from, you know, a night guard, maybe get a dental retainer, top retainer, bottom retainer, just to kind of, we just need your teeth to be kind of off of each other, especially at nighttime when you're sleeping and, you know. So that can cause micro cracks sometimes. Doesn't really happen much if you are using certain or if you have certain types of veneers, but anything is possible. If you have your muscles are like this strong, you have hyperactive masseter muscles, so you can literally crush some of your teeth as well as the veneers. So a night guard or a dental retainer, like, you know, the orthodontic retainer, yes, that's one of them. You can use that to protect your teeth at nighttime. But also, chewing very hard food can crack your teeth or can cause the veneer to detach, such as what? Carrots. Some people, oh, it's a healthy snack, I'm nibbling on carrot. Okay, that can cause the veneer to debond or detach. Or apples. I love apples myself, but you have to cut them or slice them and chew in the back. Don't go like this. That's going to cause the veneer to debond. And another big one also, chewy, sticky stuff. Starburst, chewing gum, they will also kind of can cause the dislodgement of your veneers. That's why we always tell the patient, if you're getting veneers, you understand there will be some restrictions in the lifestyle after that. But some people are like, okay, well, the beauty outweighs the risk, so I don't care. I'm just going to be careful, and I'm going to, you know, follow the rules. These are very important. Don't go and chew gum every single day and be like, oh, my veneers are popping. I don't understand why. They're popping because you are doing something you're not supposed to do, okay? Anything that's really crunchy, remember, this is a beautiful layer on top of your teeth. There is bonding. Yeah, they are bonded to your teeth, but there is still a possibility they might pop. Even with your natural tooth, you might crack your natural tooth from biting on something hard, okay? You guys understand. I don't really have to. But I'm just making sure that everybody knows if you are getting veneers, you have to protect your investment. And this happens with wearing a night guard or wearing a dental retainer at nighttime. That's one. Two, how to protect them. Stay away from anything that can... Nuts, whole nuts, almonds. They crack teeth. They crack molars in the back. I've seen it so many times. But whole nuts, they crack teeth. You gotta get the sliced ones. I always tell the patient, popcorn kernels. Do you really have to eat the kernel? This is going to pop all your veneers. This is going to crack your natural teeth. So please, popcorn is good, but just stay away. You don't have to crush that nice little piece of kernel. Please, okay? And chewing gum, sticky, starburst, very sticky toffee, that they can also still pop the veneers. Now, I have patients who would be like, I just ate a sandwich. My veneer came up. Okay, what did you eat last week? What did you eat the week before? And I'm pretty sure there must have been something that kind of loosened that the bonding. So now, we spoke about some of the complications. The number one complication is the sensitivity. And also, when the sensitivity starts to happen, you have to go to tell your dentist because sometimes it could be coming from a bite adjustment that needs to be done, or the dentist sometimes can add some kind of layer around the margin to kind of reduce the sensitivity a little bit. So make sure you always go to your dentist to talk about that. We spoke about the gum irritation, which happens mostly if the preparation is not done correctly. If the preparation, if it's like no preparation at all, no prep, and there is that little tiny thick margin that we can feel, that's gonna, imagine, like you're literally putting a little nest for the bacteria to sit on it. Now, I don't want you to go and be like, oh, let me check. And then you go with your nail and try to check it. Why is that? Because your nail is literally gonna push the gum away, and then it's gonna create a little space that you don't want that, okay? So you always go to your dentist and just tell them, you know, ask them, can you please check around here, just make sure everything is okay. Or if you are brushing and flossing and you start to see bleeding, your body's telling you there is some inflammation here, please take care of it, please, because something wrong is going on. Now, we spoke also about the discoloration of different kinds of veneer, okay? Porcelain compared to composite, compared to luminaires, or the basically the stick-on. We spoke about the fracture or the detachment, the debonding, why that happens. You, now you understand you have to wear the guard, you have to wear retainer, and you have to kind of change your lifestyle a little bit and stay away from any crunchy stuff. Now, a very important one is actually if you get recurrent decay. Recurrent decay is not supposed to happen unless the veneer was not placed properly. So if the veneer, let's say, comes from the lab didn't put like which one is which, and the dentist, okay, they look the same, and they don't put them properly, that can cause decay because it's not sealed. Or if the material that was put underneath it is not enough, so there is a little void or a little space where the bacteria and the plaque can sneak underneath it and cause decay underneath it. And that's specifically why I personally like to use porcelain veneers, not zirconia, porcelain veneers. And why is that? Because we can see them on the x-ray. Like the porcelain, the material is very nice, it's very dense, and it's very strong. But when we take an x-ray, we can see through it. We can see underneath it. Zirconia, you can't, because it's a very dense material. And then when you take an x-ray, you cannot see. It masks the tooth underneath, so you can't see nothing. And that's really where, in my opinion, porcelain is much higher quality than zirconia in veneers. In the posterior area where you have very strong muscles, you want something a little strong, which is zirconia, but it's like molars, not a veneer, molars all the way in the back. So remember that. Recurrent decay can happen. Or it can also happen because you're not flossing. Doesn't have to be because of, you know, a defect in the veneer or defect in the, because you're not flossing, you're not brushing your teeth. You go like 1 second and I'm done, I'm good. No, you're not, because remember, we need to clean 30 seconds on each side, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds here, 30 seconds, and it's 2 minutes. We need to brush 2 minutes twice a day. So I need 4 minutes from your life, 4 minutes to brush, and maybe a couple more minutes to floss. So 6 minutes in total, or 8 minutes. Can we please do that, to just to basically care for your teeth and your veneers? Another one is really, if you, let's say, you have a bunch of veneers done and the front one breaks and your dentist retired or something happened and you want only that specific tooth to be veneered. Remember when I said in my in the last episode talking about the procedure and how we do the process. It's very hard to match one veneer compared to like if you have like 10 of them. 10, you can do them, they're all the same, they look the same, the color, the shade, the shape. But to replace only one, that's one of the, or even a one crown in the front tooth, that's the one of the hardest challenges for any dentist. However, in our office, we actually excel in doing that. And why is that? Because we have the dental technology, and usually, let's say a veneer popped and the tooth next to it is still there. So I usually scan your teeth, and then I make a copy of the good tooth, and then I flip it over on the others. Very a lot of technicalities, but I can flip it over and make the new tooth look exactly like this one. Then we can match the color very easily. Then we have also like a try-in paste to make sure that it's the color will be perfect. And the try-in paste, we have different colors of it, of like the cement, different shades. So there is the neutral, there is like the one that's a little bit more yellow, warmer, and then the one that's like cold and more white. So we can try these in your mouth and basically before we glue the veneer on. Now, one time it happened to me. that we were doing a crown on the front tooth, and I checked the color, and I said, okay, I think it's this. The patient said, no, I think it's this. So I followed what she said, and then, of course, the crown, the color came off, like was off. But because we use digital dentistry, I said, okay. I went back to the machine, put a different block, like a different shade to match it, and it was perfect. And then she looked at her. That was literally in a matter of half an hour, because we have the technology to do that. Not a lot of dentists, they do that. But we have the technology, so you don't have to go back and forth like 3 weeks in between, and then it doesn't, the color is still not working. You just get it done on the same setting, and because we are elevated dentistry, obviously. So if you need any help with, you know, front teeth, make sure you give us a call, and all the information is going to be in the show notes. We are in Princeton, New Jersey. So remember when I said that front veneer or the front crown, if it cracks and you have a whole bunch of them, and it's like, I just had them done like 2 years ago, that's a big investment. Because the easiest thing to say, okay, let me change all your veneers. Let me just replace the two or the four. Remember, we'd never do six. So we do like two, if you really, really are good at what you're doing. Four, it's easier for the dentist, or eight or 10, but never six. And why is that? Because the canine. Remember, that's the corner of the mouth. If you do this from one canine to the other, only the six teeth, you're gonna smile and nobody will see your back teeth. They're gonna look like they're not there. It's the rule, 4, 8 to 10, okay? Now, also, remember when I said the amount of shaving the tooth. If you don't really shave much from the, much is like, I'm talking 0.1 to 0.3, which is very little. The porcelain veneer, the thickness, might actually not work with you. So we have to kind of shave the teeth a tiny little bit, 0.1 to 0.3. to make sure you have enough thickness for that porcelain to actually sit and function without breakage. So this is very important. And this is where the lumineers have a problem. The lumineers, they become thick because they don't want them to break. And imagine you're putting something thick on top of you, like literally you're wearing gloves. This is really how it is. You're wearing gloves, and do they flush with your hands? They don't. They're a little thicker. Okay? Even if you get the really nice fancy gloves, they are still thicker. Unless if you kind of make sure that they are nice and smooth, but they're not, because you still have to do some manipulation in the tooth itself. So if you don't really shave the tooth a tiny little bit more, and in order to put the veneer to compensate for that thickness, it's going to look very bulky. And if it looks bulky, this is when irritations start to happen, because there is something called biologic wet. That your teeth, your body, they know exactly what they want or what they need from you. So if you put something too bulky, the plaque and the bacteria is going to sit around it, cause the inflammation or the bleeding. And this is also sometimes when patients come to me and say, I have a cap in the back, and every time I'm flossing, there is bleeding. And why is that? Because the teeth were not shaved properly. And then when I start to look, and I'll show on the x-ray, that there is a little step. That's exactly what we're trying to avoid, that little step. We want things to look flushed with the tooth so that nothing would sit around it. Okay? So we spoke about few complications today that can happen with dental veneers in general, but specifically also between each one of them. So the main criteria is going to be that the teeth have to be shaved properly. Properly. If it's undershaved or underreduced, you're going to have that bulky, the thick, bulky feel, and this is where the blood, you know, is gonna bleeding and gum inflammation. And not only that, but if the gum starts to get really inflamed, what's gonna happen is the bone underneath is gonna start to shrink. Okay, well, now my gums are going up. So imagine you have beautiful teeth, you put veneers, and then little by little, because they were not done properly by the dentist, the gum starts to recede, and then we end up with gum problem rather than actually beautifying our, you know, ourselves. Make sure you go to a really good experienced dentist. Then, if they are overshaped, have you guys seen the pictures that were going on the social media about shark teeth? Have you seen that? Because I did, and I responded, and I said, these are not veneers. These are way, this is not from a licensed dentist. And sure enough, I was looking, and it's like, it was done somewhere else, like in another country. But basically, the teeth, they look like shark teeth. Shark teeth. And that means, first of all, this is not how a veneer should look like. That's more of a crown preparation. Remember when I said the crown is you go 360 around the tooth? A veneer is only the outer layer. So the tooth really have to look exactly the same, but just a little tiny bit slightly in, just a tad, 0.1 to 0.3. Circumferential or basically going 360, that's a crown. And the tooth, when we shave the tooth, all I need is 0.6, 0.06 to 0.08. I want the tooth just to look like this, not like this, because then that's going to affect the path of insertion. The crown is not going to go in. So I need an 0.06 degrees, literally 6 degrees or 8 degrees. This, it's a pyramid. That's a shark tooth. You don't want a shark tooth because that's basically you're asking for trouble. So you really have to go to a dentist. You have to see what they're doing. You have to ask them, let them show you, read the reviews, because shark teeth, that's, we're talking a root canal in every single tooth right now. And this is not what a veneer should look like, because I have some patients and they're like, oh my God, I'm scared. And I'm like, why? And they're like, the teeth, they look like shark. I said, oh, you watch that video or whatever, the picture about shark teeth. These are not veneers. Even for crowns, this is like the worst thing ever you can see. And that's why sometimes with a veneer, you shouldn't really be getting a root canal. You should not. Okay? Unless the break was so big, so deep, and that's what your dentist should be telling you. But if you're doing this just for cosmetic, a little bit of sensitivity, but not like, oh my God. If you have that, that means that the tooth was overshaped. Or basically, that nerve got hit somehow. It's overshaving it. Okay? So we spoke about a few things today. Important stuff. They still look beautiful, don't get me wrong, but you just need to go to somebody who is experienced. Don't go to somebody, who don't really know what they're doing. So it's very important to basically ask your dentist if they've done this few times, at least few times, if they have pictures before and after of their own work, not somebody else's work, and read the reviews. That's all I can say. But we're here to help you guys. Even if you need like a second opinion or a consultation, we're here to help you. I'll be more than willing to help you, if you have any problems or if you want to beautify your teeth. Stay tuned. The next episode is going to be a very exciting one because this is going to be talking about the celebrities. Celebrities with dental veneers and how they wear and what's going on and if the veneers are actually good or bad or any complications. So stay tuned. This is part of the mini series of Let's Talk About Dental Veneers. Don't forget, if you take care of your teeth, they will take care of you. Until then, keep smiling with Dr. Saad. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast. This show wouldn't really be possible without you. If you are a fan of the show, please leave us a comment on Instagram at rodwasad_DMD. The link is in the show notes. Until our next episode, remember, if you take care of your teeth will take care of you. Keep smiling with Dr. Saad.